Okay, so I stumbled upon this thing at Decider.com, and it was written by Jason Nummer, and he counted down the 20 highlights that he thought, the 20 best sketches, 20 best things that that happened on the 43rd season of Saturday Night Live. And he opens it up by saying, Saturday Night Live's 43rd season had many storylines. Kenan Thompson officially surpassed Daryl Hammond as the longest tenured cast member. And as far as I know, he's coming back. I think Kenan is coming back, and I'm happy about that, because I think Kenan rules. I think he's hilarious. Pete Davidson went public with his borderline personality disorder diagnosis. And seriously, though, some of the most powerful and also funny stuff was when Pete would talk about that. He would come on Weekend Update and just talk about it. But he would do it. It was hilarious, but also, like, brave. I mean, like, really coming out and doing it. I mean, really personal, funny stuff. Let's see, the show had to deal with the departures of Vanessa Bayer, Bobby Moynihan, and Sasheer Zamata. And all eyes were on Alec Baldwin's return for a second season playing Donald Trump. And Trump's last was a 30% increase last season, giving him a permanent guest star status, was a no-brainer. But somehow the Trump stuff wasn't nearly as effective this season as it was last season. And a lot of that has to do with that there's really, and you know, it's funny because they interviewed Rob Schneider about it. Rob Schneider said the problem is that it's really clear that everybody at SNL and everybody all who writes it hates him. And so there's no, you know, and Rob Schneider, you know, suddenly makes a really smart point. Like, you know, if you're going to go after if you're going to go after somebody, go after everybody. And it's just so clear that they, you know, that they can't stand Trump. I mean, you know, for good reason, they can't stand him, but like that suffers. It's the same stuff over and over again. It's Alec Baldwin being stupid. It's Alec Baldwin, you know, and it's just the same stuff over and over again. It gets a little tiresome. So that stuff doesn't have the same kind of point that it did. But here's what they chose. The first thing, number 20 on the list of the top 20 things, was the takeoff on Fresh Prince, which featured Chris Redd, who's a new player. He was one of the new cast members, and it was this takeoff on the beginning of Fresh Prince where they do the song, except that he gets crossed up with gangbangers and drug dealers and then the Yakuza. Jessica Chastain was also in it, and it was really great. It was Chris Redd was solid this season, his first season. He was solid, but this was sort of the thing that everybody went, oh, this guy is really funny. But Chris Redd has been funny. He's been associated with SNL for a while. He was in Popstar and was hysterical in Popstar. So he's a funny guy. The next one that they picked was Genetics Lab. Now, this was the one where they put a human, they put a dog on a human head. So basically what they did, this was Sam Rockwell was the host, and it was this where they spent $35 million on this experiment to see if they could put a dog head on a human body. And essentially, all it was someone, you know, like a cast member ducking down behind a dog and putting the hands up to make it look like the dog had human hands. And it was just stupid, simple premise. And of course, the best part, though, Dan, the dog did not cooperate. That's the, whenever you're on live TV and your dog, you know, you get an animal on, you have the risk of it not cooperating. And this dog, they were trying to feed it, and it was moving around, and the hands were trying. I'll tell you what, though, whenever they have the live animals on, there's always going to be an issue, except for the Mark Wahlberg talks to animals, where Andy Samberg was doing Mark Wahlberg saying hello to animals. Say hello to your mother for me. And it looked as though those animals in that sketch hit their marks. They were trained. They rehearsed. The chicken was brilliant. this dog goes nuts. It's a very funny scene. The next on the list is Girlfriend's Game Night. That's when Bill Hader was host, and this is when one of the girls, Cecily Strong, brings her elderly boyfriend over, and he's in a scooter. So that gives Bill Hader an excuse to just bump into stuff and purposely make people laugh. He crushes Villasenor against the wall, and she's dying. She's laughing her head off, and the whole thing was about it was silly as hell, but it was Bill Hader playing an old guy on a scooter. And Cecily Strong was sitting on top of him because that they wanted to have a baby, and he was ready at that moment. So she's sitting on top of him while he's smashing into walls and stuff. Completely absurd. Next one on the list that he chose is Horns. I don't agree with this one. This is Luke Null is a new cast member, and clearly of the three new cast members, the weakest, or at least he didn't have a good season. I don't know, you know. But they tried to give him a couple of things. They gave him a classroom sketch to do, and then they gave him this. And he played one of those guys who has, like, tattoos and piercings and horns embedded in his head, and he wants to have them removed. John Mulaney plays the surgeon who's going to remove the horns. Heidi Gardner comes in as his girlfriend and is upset because he wants to have his horns removed. And it gets more absurd from there. It's not very funny. Heidi Gardner's good in it. And this is the first time that this man mentions Heidi Gardner, which for me, by far, the best thing about this last season was the debut of Heidi Gardner. Heidi Gardner is it's the strongest first season for a cast member maybe ever since the first season when everybody was new. She killed every week, and she brought in really memorable characters, and even when a sketch wasn't funny, she was always one of the strongest things about it. She is, you know, she's only been on the show for 1 year, and she's like one of my favorite cast members. And what Jason Nummer wrote here was that people shouldn't worry that eventually Kate McKinnon is going to depart because we got Heidi Gardner, and he's absolutely right. Next was one of my favorite sketches that not a lot of people really liked. And when I was posting my grades, because I'm a dork and I do live grades during the show. After each sketch, I post a grade and a couple of comments and I do it on my feed. And then people respond to it for some reason. And I didn't do it 1 week and people were mad at me. They were like, where are the live sketches? What's going on? And I was like, all right, I guess I have to do this every week now. So anyway, I did it and I gave this thing like an A. And it's this family dinner where, if I remember correctly, it's Cecily Strong brings Sterling K. Brown was the host, brings them over to meet the family, the parents, and they get into an argument about whether Shrek is better than Coco, and that's basically the entire sketch. And it's a stupid sketch, but Sterling K. Brown is so committed to it. He screams screaming, Coco is better than Shrek, you know, and he's like screaming about how great Shrek is and like calling them idiots. And you know, the next one was when Saoirse Ronan hosted. It was called Return Counter, and it was people returning stuff from a Walmart. So it's essentially, you know, characters coming in being wacky. I want to return this. I thought it was pretty funny. Not great, but it was pretty funny. The Dolphin Who Learned to Speak. This was a filmed segment that when Tiffany Haddish opened, and it was about a couple of women who back in the 60s were trying to teach a dolphin to talk, a male dolphin to talk. And they found out that the dolphin enjoyed satisfied sexually via hand. And that's the entire thing is about. Tiffany Haddish was one of the people that worked across the hallway, and thought it was nasty. Papyrus was a really funny, this is what Ryan Gosling was the host, and it was about a guy who used papyrus, what's the word I'm looking for? The font, papyrus font, and it made Ryan Gosling crazy. So that was very funny. The next one is also Ryan Gosling. It was a commercial for Levi Wokes, and it was your pants are now woke. Then The Race, which was that was a Saoirse Ronan again, and it was between Kyle Mooney and Beck Bennett. I run really hot and cold on Kyle Mooney and Mooney and Beck Bennett. Taco Math. This was when John Mulaney John Mulaney was the host, and he played a waiter who is trying to explain the deal to Heidi Gardner and to Jessica Chastain is the guest at this one, and he's it's Mikey Day trying to explain that there's a deal, a 2-for-1 deal for tacos, and these two women are the dumbest, and Heidi Gardner is brilliant in it. The next one is when Chance the Rapper hosted, and they did this history of rap thing where they basically did like a fake bio of a rapper who was like really popular at the beginning in the 80s, all the clothing and the thing, and they take off on early hip hop, and it was really funny. Chance the Rapper, by the way, Chance the Rapper was great when he hosted. Next, number 7 is Beers. This is another Kyle Mooney, Beck Bennett thing. This guy likes Kyle Mooney and Beck Bennett. I don't. And it wasn't very funny. Next is the brunch at a restaurant when it was a drag restaurant. John Mulaney in drag. It was pretty funny. Next is Bailey Gismert. Bailey Gismert. It's Heidi Gardner. Shockingly, she plays a teenage YouTube movie reviewer, and she does her bits on Weekend Update. She did the character twice, on Weekend Update and absolutely killed. And this guy again, you know, just talks about how brilliant Heidi Gardner is. Number 4 is Restaurant Complaint. This was when Chadwick Boswick Boseman was on the show. And it was this like group, like a Manhattan Transfer type group, complaining about the service at a restaurant by singing Manhattan Transfer songs. Next is number 3 is Donald Glover. It's the satire of the Orange Juice Jones thing. He puts it at number three, where it's like the 80s video, and he's basically doing the Orange Juice Jones thing. And if you don't get it, it'd be lost on you. But I fell off the chair. Number two on his list is Reality Stars. This is when Cecily Strong, Will Ferrell was hosting. They come back to their old neighborhood in a different state, and they become reality stars. And they've got plastic surgery, and he's carrying a dog. Absurd, but it has the great sort of old school Will Ferrell craziness to it. And then number one, his favorite sketch by far, and I agree with him 1,000%, is Angel, every boxer's girlfriend from every movie about boxing ever. Again, Heidi Gardner. The first time she's done it, she did it twice. She did the character twice. The first time she did it, I swear to you, I rewound it. I watched it, you know, after it was over. I watched the sketch like seven times. I watched her do it seven times. And it's one of the funniest things ever. And again, the highlight of the season, as far as I'm concerned. And this is a good list. And I agree with him. I agree with everything he says about Heidi Gardner. She's like my new favorite, and I am in love with her, and she's the best thing to happen to Saturday Night Live in a long time. So, yeah, I agree. Angel, if you've not seen it, look this up on YouTube. Angel, every boxer's girlfriend from every boxing movie ever. She did it twice, and the first one is the funniest one. You got to see it. So, anyway, that's at Decider.com if you want to see the list. And they have clips for each one. Each one of the sketches is with it. So you should check it out. All right, we're going to break. When we come back, Vic Bagnani is going to join us after the news.